You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 6th of September, and indeed the last evening walk of the week has just about begun, because I've said hello. All that took place on the Lal Street, including the fact that the market ended up about a percent higher, with auto stocks in top gear. Are the stories that I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Headline indices, Sensex and Nifty closed in the green today on the 6th of September, underpinned by hopes of a trade truce between the US and China and stimulus from major central banks of the world. The European Central Bank is all but certain to approve new stimulus measures on the 12th of September to boost an ailing economy. On the other hand, China's central bank said it was cutting the amount of cash that banks must hold as reserves for the third time this year, releasing a total of 900 billion yuan, that is $126.35 billion in liquidity, to shore up the slowing economy. Besides, investor sentiment got a leg up on rupee's sustained rise against the dollar. The government signaled that it will take steps to support the domestic auto sector also gave a boost. Extending the gains into the third consecutive session, the rupee settled 12 paise higher at 71.72 per dollar. The BSE Auto Index emerged as the top sectoral gainer after the government hinted at the possibility of GST rates on auto coming down. The 30-share BSE Sensex ended with a strong gain of 337 points or 0.92% at 36,981.77, with 23 stocks of the 30-share BSE Sensex in the green. Tech Mahindra, Maruti, Axis Bank, Tata Steel and NTPC closed as the top gainers in the Sensex index today. On the flip side, Yes Bank, Sun Pharmaceuticals, HCL Technologies, Tata Consultancy Services, Hindustan Unilever, ITC and HDFC were the top losers in the Sensex kitty today. The Nifty index settled at 10,946.2, up 98 points or 0.91%. Among the 50 stocks in the index, 35 logged gains. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices underperformed the Sensex, rising 0.61% and 0.79% respectively. Among the sectoral indices, BSE Auto closed 2.54% up, with all components in the green. Eicher Motors, Maruti and Bajaj Auto logged healthy gains, with Eicher up 4.26%. BSE Power closed with a gain of almost 2.1%, and out of the total 16 stocks in the index, only two, that is JSW Energy and NHPC, failed to perform today, both of them down. BSE Realty was down 0.71% and FMCG, which was down 0.16%, were the two indices that closed in the red today. Friday's rally in the market lifted the cumulative market capitalization of BSE listed firms by 1.09 lakh crore rupees in a single day. That's how much richer investors got today. For the week, Sensex fell 0.94%, while Nifty retreated 0.7%. Some top news of the day, in addition, of course, to stories of the day, which you will be listening to in just a little bit. India's second moon mission, that is Chandrayaan 2, is all set to soft land on the lunar surface in the wee hours of the 7th of September. The Delhi government has sought suggestions from people on steps to reduce pollution in the city during winters when stubble burning takes place in neighboring states like Punjab and Haryana. The central bank plans to offer new licenses to set up small finance banks and allow payments banks to also apply for licenses, people familiar with the matter have told Money Control. The government also is expected to soon announce measures for certain sectors, including gems and jewelry, to boost the country's subdued exports, this according to a report by PTI. As usual, a look at some stocks that made some noise today and indeed news on the Lal Street. Shares of Indiabulls Housing Finance fell 4.95% to 425.75 rupees on the BSE after reports that a PIL, that is public interest litigation, was filed against the company and its promoters in the Delhi High Court. The company said it will fight against this PIL. Shares of Tech Mahindra ended the day 3.77% higher at 721.55 rupees, a day after it said that it has expanded its strategic collaboration with AT&T to accelerate AT&T's IT network application, shared systems modernization, and movement to the cloud. Capacite Infra Projects rose 3.37% to ₹207.20 after it got a 4,502 crore rupee order from the City and Industrial Development Corporation of Maharashtra, that is CIDCO. The company has got a contract to build around 21,346 dwelling units with the development of the commercial area and on-site infrastructure works at Navi Mumbai. Shares of Jaykumar Infra Projects ended the day 3.39% higher at ₹120.30 after the company said it will design and construct a coastal road from Amra Marg to MTHL Junction, including the airport link at Navi Mumbai, for 681.63 crore rupees in the name of Jaykumar JM Hathre Joint Venture. Shares of Axis Bank climbed 3.35% to ₹671 after research house Nomura maintained a buy call on the stock. The brokerage, however, cut the target price to ₹875 from ₹900 per share and moderated growth expectations by 1 to 2% that could lead to 4 to 5% cut in earnings. Shares of Unichem Laboratories settled with a gain of 3.27% at ₹175.50 after the US FDA concluded its inspection without any FDA Form 483. Shares of Power Finance Corporation, that is PFC, climbed 4.33% to ₹108.50, while those of REC jumped 6.24% to ₹150.70 after global brokerage house CLSA upgraded them from sell to buy. CLSA has raised the target prices for PFC to ₹150 from ₹120 and REC to ₹180 from ₹160 per share. And finally, shares of Prabhat Dairy surged 19.95% to ₹78.15 a day after the company said it is mulling delisting from exchanges on the 10th of September. The script was locked at the upper circuit. What's happening in financial markets elsewhere? European markets pulled back marginally from one-month highs as German data showed an unexpected fall in industrial output and the impact of upbeat signals on US-China trade talks faded ahead of US jobs data later in the day. Meanwhile, in Asian markets, ending with gains today on the 6th of September, Shanghai Composite closed 0.46% up at ₹2,999.60. Japan's Nikkei 225 gaining 0.54% and South Korea's Kospi rising 0.22% to 2009.13. All right, with the end of trade this week, how is the setup looking? Nifty has posted a negative close for the last week, as we know. After an indecisive session on Thursday, the index witnessed some recovery today on Friday and entered the near-term resistance zone of 10,920 to ₹10,950. Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, who's a senior technical analyst at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, went on to say, and I quote, "The recovery can continue for a couple of sessions if the bulls manage to push harder. In that case, the index can stretch towards 11,050 to 11,100. The plausible move on the upside will be the last leg of a potential running triangular pattern, post which the Nifty can resume the larger downtrend. On the flip side, failure to sustain above 10,950 would indicate the start of the next down leg right away. A crucial trend line support on the downside is near 10,800, below which it may be time to test the August low of 10,637, unquote. Well, that's it for the day and indeed the week. Those were the events that took place on Dalal Street, and they've all been promptly retold to you. But of course, the stories don't end because, well, Stories of the Day for One is coming up next. And here is also hoping that you listen to our Digging Deeper podcast today, which is about the public sector bank merger. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning on Monday with the morning walk down Dalal Street. And if you have something to say in the meanwhile, do please do that. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just ₹289 for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.